It's 89.9 KMLJ, 41 minutes after the hour. That's right after the hour, 4 o'clock in the Twin Cities. Partly cloudy skies. The sun is still definitely out, looking at 58 degrees. And ladies and gentlemen, on the phone line, I got a young lady that's going to give us some insight when it comes to being a part of Purple Genealogy as they present Let It Rain Purple. And so I'd like to say welcome to KMLJ Studios, Nadine Rivers Johnson. And how are you doing this early afternoon?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing? And I want to give you a great congratulations.
Uh-oh. What you know that I don't know that, because you ain't in Minnesota.
I know I'm not in Minnesota, but that's kind of like my second home. I'm there two or three times every year since 2017. So I feel like I know my way around a little bit.
Okay, so you must be talking about that big awards presentation that's going to take place coming around the corner with the awards for the Broadcaster of the Year when it comes to broadcasting and radio. Ooh, wee.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you very much. For the
You're
listening
welcome.
Audience, give us just a little bit about Purple Genealogy and what's it all about. What's going down?
Purple Genealogy is a Facebook group, and it all started with Prince. Three sisters from different parts of the country. One is from Fredericksburg, Maryland. That's Norvis Long. And then Chinzia and Dinah is in Rochester, New York. And I'm here in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And we meet every year in Minneapolis to celebrate Prince. So we decided that we wanted to do something to emulate what Prince was. He was known for his music, so we liked to party when we were there. But also, you know, that charitable philanthropy that he had a history of. So we decided to start doing something that we call Party with a Purpose.
Okay. So now, with this Party with a Purpose, it takes place in a lot of different places depending on where you guys connect up and when you decide to do something when it comes to in the city and outside of the city. But even beyond that, there's an event that's going to be coming up and taking place on April the 21st, and it's going to begin at 4:30 p.m., go till about 9:30 p.m. And what's that all about? Where is it taking place at? Talk to me.
Okay, it's at the Women's Club of Minneapolis, and what we're doing, we are going to be donating a mural to the High School for Recording Arts, and this is in celebration of Prince's connection to the great David T.C. Ellis. And just celebrating the fact that children, you have to support their imagination and creativity. And we felt that this was a project that was very near and dear to Prince's heart. You know, arts, creativity, music, and meeting kids where they are. Norvis is a retired school teacher, and she has always said that if you tell me, I won't remember. If you show me, I may remember. But if you involve me and I understand, I can see, I can be what I can see. So we decided we wanted to donate a mural, and this party is a fundraiser that is going to raise the funds for Cliff Morris. He's a muralist he's from California, but right now he's headquartered in Las Vegas. And this whole idea is that they will not spend one penny of money on this mural. All of the money from the party will go to pay for that mural, and it will be donated to the High School for Recording Arts with the unveiling at our main party, which is held in June, and that's going to be on June 19th, also at the Women's Club of Minneapolis. And we'll present that mural to a representative from HSRA, and we just appreciate the local people in Minneapolis as well as Purples that come in from all over the world to celebrate the man, celebrate Prince Rogers Nelson.
So I get to celebrate with you on twice because you're looking at April the 21st and then also June 19th.
Ooh. Absolutely. And you have an open invitation to both of those parties. We invite and hope that you can make it out because, you know, one of the things that we found is that there's such a love for Prince all over the world.
Yeah.
But it's not just about the music, and I don't think it was ever only about the music for him because he always wanted to give back. And what better place to give back than to introduce the next generation of people and students to the brilliance of Prince. And you can't do it in a better place than Minneapolis. It's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you guys chose to work with High School for Recording Arts, because there's a lot of youngsters and youth over there that got a lot of major talent, and they have definitely been blooming ever since my man T.C. Ellis has been over that way, and with the school itself, and then doing the teaching and also hiring some other staff and people in the community to help as well with guidance, you know, for the youngsters and the youth when it comes to High School for Recording Arts. So I'd like to really say hats off to you and the crew of ladies that work with you with definitely getting this done. Now, when it comes to the mural itself, and then once everything's done, that's going to be leaving from where it's at, or is he going to place it right here and do it in the walls of the studio?
It will adorn the wall outside the studio at High School for Recording Arts, and it will become their property. The mural is going to be a portable installation, so that if they move to another location, you don't have a situation where it's painted on the wall and something happens to the building and you've lost this great piece of art that was donated through the efforts of all these people that love Prince and love what T.C. Ellis is doing at the High School for Recording Arts. So it will be a portable mural that's on a 7x4 installation piece, so that they can take it with them if they move, if they move up, if they get to go to another place, if they expand or whatever. And we wanted to also do a shout out to Purple Rain in this 40th year. So the price of the tickets are only $19.84, because 1984, of course, is the year that Purple Rain was released.
No doubt.
So anybody, yeah, anybody wanting to get a ticket, we invite everybody out. Just go to Eventbrite, look at Let It Rain Purple, and it'll pop right up. But Q-Bear, I wanted to give a shout out to Sierra Rich, who is a high school senior at High School for Recording Arts. She was given this project as her senior project to do the marketing, and this young lady has been on fire. She's been so wonderful in creating a presence for us locally, because we try to do this from three different states. And so without having liaison there in Minneapolis, we would never be able to reach as many people. We want to thank you very much for being given the opportunity to get this word out. And we just want to invite anybody out. It's a family event. Of course, anybody under 17 has to be accompanied by an adult because of the movie rating. But this is a chance to, you know, either get refamiliarized with Prince, to introduce a new generation to Prince, or just to celebrate him as we have since 1978.
Man, and it's definitely about history when it comes to the Twin Cities, when it comes to the music and the storytelling of what takes place and how a lot of different things take place with the movie itself. Because you would think that everybody has seen the movie already, but that has not been the case. And I encourage anyone and everyone, if you'd like to definitely check it out, I encourage you to do so. And on this particular event, which is going to be on April the 21st from 4:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m., I know you're going to show the movie itself, but then even beyond showing the screening of the movie itself, what all else is going to take place on that day?
Well, we're actually going to have a couple of people that had an involvement with Purple Rain. We're going to have a little mini fashion show from another local. Her name is Quinn. And she is going to be having a little mini fashion show that's going to feature fashion that's, of course, influenced by Prince and the Purple Rain movie. And then we'll see the movie, and then we're going to have music by DJ Willie Adams. We're going to have free pizza that we're purchasing from local Slice Brothers Pizza. And there's going to be popcorn. There'll be signature cocktails for people over 21, but we'll also be providing, you know, water and just regular drinks for those people that are 21 and under.
No doubt.
So, I mean, yeah, we're going to make a party, and we're just really, really excited.
And I'm encouraging everyone that's listening at this moment. It's going to take place at the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's located at 410 Oak Grove. And again, you got to have a ticket to get in. That's number one. But number two, how can they get tickets?
They can go to Eventbrite and search for Let It Rain Purple. It'll pop right up. The link can also, if they look up Purple Genealogy on Facebook, they can either request to become a member. We have it on our page. They can contact or look on the website for Women's Club of Minneapolis. Or, like I said, it's right on Eventbrite. $19.84 is the link. And our goal is to make that a full theater. I think the theater holds 600 people. So we invite people to come on out, bring a friend, bring a family member, and rediscover Prince and party with a purpose, because that's what it's all about. No, we want to give back.
Well, I want to say thank you very much for taking the time and opportunity. And ladies and gentlemen, again, Nadine Rivers Johnson, and representing Purple Genealogy as it presents Let It Rain Purple, is going to take place again on April 21st, and that's from 4:30 until 9:30 p.m., and it's going to be a festive event with keynote speakers, the movie screening itself, then the dance party follows behind with DJ Willie Adams. Again, I'd like to say thank you very much and looking forward to hanging out with you coming up real soon, all right?
All right. Can't wait to see you. Thank you so much.
No doubt. It's FM 89.9 KMOJ, looking at 53 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock in the Twin Cities. Keep it right where it's at, where the listening is definitely good.
This hour of programming on KMOJ is supported in part by the following